And welcome back into your local radio, AM 1340 KXCO. I'm Ray Michaels. It is FFA week, and we continue with our chapter spotlights this week. Today, we're shining the spotlight on Paris. Their FFA chapter was chartered many years ago, but then they took a little break before being rechartered in 1991. Marlena Long is the president this year, and she recaps her roles in FFA over the years.
I've been in FFA since freshman year, and I was actually part of our junior high FFA chapter my 7th and 8th grade year. But for leadership positions in the FFA, I actually got to be president of our junior high FFA my sophomore year. This year, I am our chapter president, and I'm also the president for the Area 4 Association. So I've been dived really deep into FFA as a freshman because of my background in farming.
Marlena, what have you learned from your years in FFA?
I feel like the biggest thing FFA has taught me, because of the opportunities that I've sought out in the organization, is leadership, and especially kind of that servant leader mindset and making sure that I'm helping everybody else and not just being a boss, but kind of working with everybody.
So really, you're showing true leadership by helping other people be successful. How does it feel when you see other members being successful?
It feels really good. It's not like some leaders or bosses will just assign a task, and if you get it done, then they had no skin in the game. It was kind of just like the job got done and it's fine. But when I'm able to help my fellow officers complete tasks like completing our points chart or making sure all the money came in from fruit sales or getting all the fruit out when we're delivering for fruit sales, it's kind of like more of a team aspect, and we get to celebrate all the joys together, but then we all get to take a piece of the disadvantages, and so it kind of spreads the wealth a little bit.
Now, Marlena, what are your plans after high school?
My plans aren't definite right now after high school, but I know that I'm going to be going to a college somewhere. I've applied to an accelerated medical degree program through the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and I'm kind of in the getting accepted works of that. But my backup plans, if I don't do that, are to go to the University of Missouri or the University of Arkansas and get a degree in agriculture, and then kind of pursue a career in maybe the medical sciences or veterinary sciences.
Marlena, what activities do you have planned for FFA week for the rest of the week?
Wednesday, we have an educational barnyard day where the elementary students from Paris Elementary and the Holiday Elementary School get to come and see some of our students' SAE projects. And then Thursday, we have our official dress day, so all of our FFA members will wear official dress to school. And some people assume that because our FFA chapter is so big that it's not that big of a deal, but a lot of people in our high school don't really understand FFA and sometimes don't even understand agriculture, so wearing the official dress kind of initiates the conversations, and so we get to talk about a lot of stuff. And then Friday, we are very fortunate to get to take a fruit sales rewards trip to Kansas City Friday, and we're going to be touring Valley Oaks cattle operation and then also getting to see a minor league hockey game in Kansas City.
You know, I was at that educational barnyard event last year, and the elementary kids were so cute, interacting not only with the FFA students, but also the animals that were on display as well. And you know, those of us that have been around FFA for years know that one of the major fundraisers is the fall fruit sale. But Marlena talks about doing something a little bit different this year, incorporating a new fundraiser. Marlena, what are you doing this year?
This year we're starting a new fundraiser because we have a lot of kids interested in going to Washington Leadership Conference. So, and we have a lot of kids in our community that show and raise show pigs. And so we are going to be having a sale, a kind of silent auction kind of sale on March 30th here at the Ag Building. So the FFA members and the junior high FFA members that raise show pigs have a chance to sell their livestock. And then it'll also be raising money for our WLC kids to go.
Marlena, that sounds like a great way to continue to grow the FFA program at Paris. And I want to thank Marlena Long, the president of the Paris chapter of FFA, for joining us this morning on your local radio, AM 1340 KXCO. Tomorrow's featured chapter is Mexico, from Mexico High School. And we'll have that for you tomorrow morning at 6:35 on your local radio, AM 1340 KXCO. I'm Ray Michaels.